You know that I'm loving you in a god of a Vita, baby. Don't you know that I'll always be true? Oh, won't you come with me and I'll take my hand? Oh, won't you come with me and I'll walk this land? In a god of a Vita, honey, don't you know that I'm loving you? In a god of a Vita, baby, don't you know that I'll always be true?
Welcome to the Grunt Free Press Podcast, episode 219. I know, the last two I've been sick and or tired, but that's life, you know, when life gives you lemons, you gotta squeeze the snot out, mix it in with your great aunt's ashes, and down the hatch it goes. The show goes on. www.gruntfreepress.com. That goes on as well. And podcast at gruntfreepress.com. That's available. It's just waiting. I mean, I've got one 87-year-old man down in the mailroom. And I've still yet to receive a single email, so I don't know, maybe that guy doesn't know how the computers work. I mean, maybe he's dead. Either way, I don't really give a shit, because the show goes on. That's how we roll. And it's going to be an interesting one today, because we're in full Spookfest mode, so I actually get out of my usual depressing funk, where I sit in a dark, cold room by myself, and I went out in the wild and went to see a horror movie in the movie theater where I, you know, sat in a cold, dark room, but with other people. And I mean, I've been accused of being antisocial, but that'll come later. That the movie thing will come later. Just a warning. No, it's not for the faint of heart. So. Yeah, my trigger warning is in. So let's start off with some broken shit. That segment, that's always fun. So yeah, I forgot to mention when I was playing Friday the 13th on NES last week. Yeah, when I played it on Friday the 13th, obviously. I got a sobering reminder of how much of a bitch it is trying to keep 30-year-old hardware and fucking old cartridges and shit operational and running and not fucking breaking down. So yeah, I've got this, you know, I talked about, I have this ridiculous fucking huge tube TV right in front of me. I mean, there's no escaping it. It takes up half the fucking room. So I was thinking, like, yeah, you know, let's play some fucking retro games like the cool kids do. Let's do that. So half the games I was trying to play in the NES just didn't work at all. Like, just fucking nothing. I get like no fucking, not even like a scrambled shitty fucking connection. Just the old gray flashing screen. Like, I'm getting no fucking anything from this. There's no fucking like contact being made. Fucking games, what fucked up, or the system's fucked up. But I couldn't find my special screwdrivers I bought like a long time ago to open up the NES cartridges to clean them out and all that shit. So I'm like, yeah, I'll buy a new fucking set off of Amazon, like what, $20 or something like that. I'm trying to play fucking Nightmare on Elm Street. That's not working at all. It's one of those games where it's just not fucking gray. No matter what I do, I fucking tried it like probably like hundreds of times. It just fucking like nothing at all is happening. So I opened up the Nightmare on Elm Street cartridge and used an eraser to rub the shit out of the gold connectors there, the fucking chips or whatever the fuck they are. You gotta use alcohol on a Q-tip and scrub, all that shit. Then just put it back together. It's not, I guess, if you open up an NES card, there's not much in there. It's just like a fucking board, and you just clean the gold connectors. And it's, you know, I'm like, yeah, well, I put it aside, let it dry. It's not going to get any fucking cleaner than it is. put it in the fucking system. It's just, oh, that other still a gray blinking screen. I tried for like half a fucking hour to get it work, to get it to work. You know, the old fucking NES tricks where you press it down when it's like barely in the fucking cartridge slot and just like, you know, fucking push hard and just clip, you know what I mean? Fucking just shove it in that way and push it in as far as you can and push it to the left, to the right and jiggle it around, fucking press it fucking down and shit, put another cartridge on, like hold it down, put another cartridge on top of it. That was always one. I was basically fucking it, and it just, Nightmare on Elm Street, it doesn't work. Like, this is like nothing I could fucking do. Like, fucking, and the fun part of that, to jump ahead to this story, is I'm looking for, I'm like, dude, well, maybe this cartridge is just fucked up. Like, it's not, I'm not even like in love with that game, but it is kind of like a, dude, I played this game a lot when I was a fucking kid, and it's fucking, you know, Nightmare on Elm Street, maybe a horror thing, like, you know, Spookfest. I'll fucking try to play that for a little bit. Look online, dude. Nightmare on Elm Street for NES cartridges right now. $50 fucking, like $45 to $50 fucking, like no matter where you fucking look, eBay, fucking whatever, dude. And I'm like, dude, you gotta be fucking kidding me. Why is this fit? Like everybody had this fucking game that I knew. Everybody had fucking Nightmare on Elm Street. Look up just for a comparison, like Friday the 13th. It's like, I don't know, $3, like $3, $3, $4. You can get them, but they're fucking, you know, use them as a fucking coaster if you want. But Nightmare on Elm Street, I think that's probably a worse game than fucking Friday the 13th. Yeah, $50, dude. What the fuck? Of course I bought it. I mean, what are you going to do? I needed a fucking working fucking copy of it. But, so yeah, I mean, that just fucking wasn't working at all. But I tried like fucking all these other games, Bad Dudes, fucking Dr. Chaos. Some of them just don't work at all. Like, you know, just fucking again, the gray blinking screen, I'm getting nothing else. Some games, like, all this works. I played it for like just a few minutes and then it would fuck up after, if you just like completely glitch out after a few. I mean, I beat fucking Gremlins 2, it's this fun little game that I don't really hear too much about from the retro community. I mean, maybe it's just not a hardcore game enough. I mean, I can beat it after all, so maybe it's just not what they're looking for. They need the ultimate challenge, which, I mean, I can fucking beat Gremlins pretty easily. It's not even, I wouldn't say it's like an easy game. It's just one of those things, I played it so many times that there are some kind of hard parts. Just, I mean, obviously, again, I can do it. Anybody can do it. It's the way I look at it. But you know, I had to fucking take pictures of the passwords after each level because randomly it would start like glitching out, and then, you know, I'd get the fucking the glitches, just random fucking characters and fucking letters and shit on the fucking screen, and then it would fucking freeze up completely a little bit after that. But I did it. I fucking went through it. Gremlins 2, the new batch, I would say that's hands down some of the best fucking pixel art on the fucking system, on the fucking NES. It's really fun. Like, still fucking love, like, dude, this is a fucking like good looking game. In the cutscenes particularly, it's probably the best cutscenes I can think of on fucking NES, dude. Those fucking graphics are great. Fucking beautiful. You always hear about fucking, it's like, oh, dude, Ninja Gaiden, like fucking, and those cutscenes, you know, people love that game. I love fucking Ninja Gaiden, but, I don't know, dude, it's just Gremlins just fucking blows that away as far as the cutscenes go. But anyway, so I'm playing like Friday the 13th, and that game doesn't have passwords, and not that it really needs it. I mean, you're either going to win or you're going to die in like 20 minutes either way. My goal in Friday was like, I just want to, as I'm playing, I'm just like, I just want to fucking kill Jason once. I just want to fucking, you know, get his health bar all the way down, just have him dead once. And also, I just kind of want to try out some of those new strategies I got from looking shit up online and whatever. And that's it. That's all I really want to do. I wasn't too worried about, like, you know, beating him fucking three. It's just, I just want to get him, like, once. That's good. The strategies actually worked, which was cool. I mean, going into the small cabins and, like, hitting the map in there and teleporting to like using the different counselors to like get across the fucking map like way quicker. If you didn't catch that last week, like that's fucking like a key to that fucking game. That first time I fucking heard it, after I'm like, dude, I was like fucking like talking to other people, like, dude, Friday the 13th, you can fucking like switch, go into the small cabins and like teleport and use the other fucking counselors. Like, what the fuck, dude? Never, like, nobody I talked to fucking had any idea. My first and my second try going through the game, I'm fucking up Jason pretty good. I mean, most of my fucking counselors are like dead, but whatever. I'm just fucking, I just want to kill him fucking once. That's all I want to do. I'm like, I don't really care. But like, this, the second stage of this, I just want to fucking, just for my own fucking sanity, just fucking kill him once. Get some confidence for, you know, the next run or whatever. And it is a little deceptive when you fight Jason, because at first when you're, you know, damaging him, his health bar will only go down like one or two blips before he fucking like disappears. You have to go chase him down again. So it seems like, it's gonna take forever to fucking like do any fucking real damage to him or kill him. Like, you have to fight him like, you know, 50 fucking times. But once you get him down to about a quarter health, he'll stay fucking with, like, he'll keep fighting you until he's dead or you're dead. Like, he'll just fucking just keep fighting you. We can just fucking keep wailing on him. So, just makes it a lot quicker like that. It's not like fucking like, oh man, my fucking counselors are dying. It's going to take like however many more times you have to fucking find him. It's like, no, you just, once you get down to about quarter health, he's just in there for, in the pocket for until the end of it. So, I'm at that point where, you know, he's staying until he's going to die or I'm going to die or whatever. So I'm fucking throwing machetes in his face, and I have the fucking his pattern down. It's like fucking in the cabin, just like fucking like punch out where you're dodging his attacks and shit. And, you know, getting him down, and he literally has fucking one tick of health left. Like, one more fucking shot's going to kill him. Throw the machete one more time, like, dude, fuck this guy, dude. Yep, this is it. At least we're gonna fucking kill him this one time. Throw it. It's a good fucking start to playing this. Throw the fucking machete and beep. Fucking game freezes, like the fucking NES freezes. Right then, like it almost. If I was watching like a video of this or something, like. Or watching somebody play it live, I'm like, dude, that's, what is this, like a joke? Like, somebody just fucking planned this, like, this is gonna fucking happen, like, you know, fucking, he just fucking, some, like, overlay or something he did to fucking, you know, I don't know, it really happened. Like, it was fucking Friday the 13th, after all. I mean, I'm not fucking superstitious, but, come on, I mean, I clipped it. I clipped that little bit on, and I put it on like my Twitch clips or whatever. So if you don't fucking believe me, again, I'm not one of these fucking fake ass faggots that would do something like that. It's like a publicity stunt. You know what I mean? Like, why would I start worrying about fucking publicity now? Obviously, just another day of me being me. You know, just another peek into my luck in life. So yeah, I actually got a new NES because, if I remember correctly, I mean, I did have my last fucking little fucking escapade doing the NES thing. I think I had two of them not too long ago. And I think the one I have now, like, hooked up, or the one I had now before I got the new one, was like, that was like the shitty one that wouldn't like play games half the time, obviously, which is what it was doing then. The one that did play games without, oh my god, this fucking works like pretty consistently, is fine, like, you know what I mean, without too many fucking bullshit like glitchy issues. That one that played the games well had like an audio issue where whenever I played it, there would be like a low humming noise when I was playing, and that would progressively get fucking louder and louder until it sounded like the goddamn emergency broadcast fucking alarm, which I ended up tossing that one because I'm just like, I don't fucking know, dude. I don't know what the fuck. It was pissing me off of just fucking that noise, and it was like, you know. So I go to eBay to see what fucking NESs are going for these days. What I should have done, I should have just gone to my local retro shop, but didn't even think about it. One of those things where it's fucking, you know, spur of the moment, like, I'm fucking pissed off or whatever, or I'm fucking just like, this sucks. I have this fucking huge TV and I can't fucking play NES on it. And I don't feel like playing, like, fucking Super Nintendo or Genesis on it at the moment. Like, I just really want to play fucking NES. So, the best part of that was, so I was fucking immediately like Amazon and eBay. Like, I work, I guess, the cheapest one, right? eBay, fucking go. So the best part of that was, I used to get all my online retro shit from the website Lukey Games. Did that for a long time, but the past couple systems I got from them, I've actually still like a lot of, I ordered a lot of fucking OG Xbox and shit, like, recently, but like most of my fucking original Xbox games I got from them, and I got a few like random like PlayStation games and shit, but yeah, the past actual systems I got, when I got the system from them, the fucking OG Xbox fucking system, that died after like a couple days, and the fucking hard drive fucking wiped and shit. And yeah, I got like a Sega CD from them that wouldn't read CDs. So the consoles I bought from them have been fucking like junk. I mean, I've got more, like, multiple times I've gotten fucking game consoles and just like, they're just garbage after, like, it's either broken completely or it's just garbage after a few fucking days. So I'm just like, well, I'm not going to buy another system from them. Like, I probably got the fucking the NES and the fucking the audio issues and shit. Probably the one that fucking wouldn't read games is probably from them too. But, so I'm like fucking like, well, rather than do that, I'll just take my fucking chances with like a random eBay fucking shit bag. And I bought like a fucking PlayStation 3 from some dude. Thing worked fucking great. He threw in a bunch of like extra shit and it was just fucking like awesome when I did that. So I'm like, yeah, I was fucking, somebody probably has an NES lying around that's pretty in decent shape. So, I see like a buy it now NES for $80. I'm like, all right, that's fine. Whatever, man. I'll do it. Whatever this is. So then I get an email confirmation. I'm like, all right, fucking, I see it right. It pops up my notifications like, oh, here's your receipt from, the eBay seller. And then, fucking : Lukey Games. I'm like, fuck, dude. Like, fucking Jesus Christ, dude. Like, fuck me. I just like, what are the chances, like, the first, like, random NES I see, I click on it, buy it, and it's just fucking, like, I don't think it even said Lukey Games, like, the description, probably. I was just like, oh, I don't know, dude, like, some, whatever the fuck their eBay name is, it's like, fuck, dude, gotta be kidding me. So, I'll let you know how that goes, but Jesus fucking Christ, dude, it just really is, retro gaming is just kind of a hassle. Speaking of retro games, kind of, I mean, 2017, is that retro now? I don't know. So, I mean, I was sick, you know, for a bit. You heard it. Feel bad for me. I'm still a little bit sick. I'm still fucking have a little bit of sniffle. So, I mean, you definitely fucking feel bad for me. No, my fucking, like, head was spinning. I mean, I slept for fucking 12 hours straight one day. I was just fucking, like, knocked out. I just like waking up every hour or so to just blow fucking like snot rockets and like chug a bottle of water. And I was just like fucking, well, you know, I'm not fucking going anywhere. I'm fucking sick, but like, I want to fucking play something, but I want to play something like low key, you know? I don't want fucking explosions and shooting and like stress and shit. I just want something that's just fucking like completely like, you know, just, I don't want to like fucking have any kind of adrenaline pumping through my body. I just want to fucking lay back and just something, not like, I don't know, fucking assaulting my senses. You know what I mean? Just something I can just fucking click through and just not worry about it. So something a video game journalist would want to do on like his best day, pretty much. I mean, I felt like a real video game journalist that day of just fucking like, I hope nothing's too stressful. Somehow I landed on fucking Thimbleweed Park, which actually turned out to be perfect for that. I mean, for what I was looking for. It's an adventure game made by one of the grandfathers or whatever of adventure games, Ron Gilbert, who is he's the good one. I mean, of the one that people mostly fucking talk about. He's one of the better ones. I mean, if you're like me, I mean, you often get Ron Gilbert and Tim Schafer mixed up or think that they're the same person. I mean, they both worked on the old LucasArts Scum VM games. I think the big difference is Ron Gilbert seems like a humble, creative, just like weird, funny guy who's like doing his own thing. I mean, I've read a few interviews of him and shit. He's just kind of like, yeah, you know, he's fucking made those games back then, blah, blah, blah. It's all like whatever, and he's doing his own thing. And, you know, Tim Schafer is a talentless hack who scams people on Kickstarter and tries to scam more people with that fucking pyramid scheme fig horseshit. Then he sucks up to the horrible, scammy gaming press, so they will sell his fucking games for him and advertise them for him. Even though the last, like, dozen or so Tim Schafer games have been fucking, like, awful, and he recently sold out to Microsoft, I think this would happen. Double Fine, I think Microsoft bought them. After fucking years of, oh, everybody give me your fucking money so I can fucking make these games independently. And they just, whatever. Oh, yeah, Microsoft gave me a fucking offer. Okay, you know. Not that guy. So it's not fucking Tim Schafer. It's the other guy, Ron Gilbert. Yeah, Thimbleweed Park. I mean, pretty good. I mean, I've mainly my first impressions was like, all right, this is again, this is what I was looking for. I'm like, all right, it's pretty laid back, just fucking whatever, just kind of interactive fucking fiction, just clicking around. It's an adventure game. I do have my thing with fucking like good and bad pixel art, where, you know, Gremlins 2 I was talking about, like, that's fucking really good pixel art, that looks fucking great. Into the Breach, bad. Like, that last game looks fucking awful. So, Thimbleweed Park is fucking a beautiful fucking art. There's nothing like half-assed about it. Super detailed and colorful. I mean, it's still like cartoony, but I mean, that's what they're going for, like a cartoony type thing. It's got its own fucking style. Again, if you play like Maniac Mansion and shit, like it's going, or Day of the Tentacle, okay, not so much. Maniac Mansion reminds me of a lot, just like the look of it, where it's fucking, almost like a Beavis and Butthead-y type fucking thing, but just like pixel art, or I don't know how to describe it exactly. So I'm not even like a huge fan of those games, really. I think I read an article or listened to like an interview with Gilbert where we were saying like, yeah, you know, so we kind of fucked up designing those games. Then they don't really fucking hold up that well because of the fucking like pixel hunting you have to do and the esoteric puzzle solving and the fail states where if you press the fucking wrong button, the fucking game ends, and you know there's no like real way to get out of certain situations you can get yourself into. And he's like, you know, most people just didn't get through them. That was me. I'm like, yeah, definitely. That was my experience playing fucking Maniac Mansion, where it's just fucking like, all right, I like it up to a point, and then I'm just fucking like, I don't know, dude. I just give up on it. Those games were fun until they weren't, pretty much. And then something kind of similar happens with Thimbleweed Park later on, but Thimbleweed Park has no fail states, so. You know, you can't fucking really lose the game. So, though you can, I found a way, by the way. But by that criteria, is it a game? You know, it's like, oh, am I playing a game here? Or is it just fucking, again, interactive fiction? Is it a game? The old question? Not really. That's what fucking adventure games are at their core. You know what I mean? Which, the genre like evolved into those Telltale games, or like, you know, Man of Medan, like that type of, you know, fucking Until Dawn, like that type of shit, which did away with a lot of the fucking like inventory management and all that shit. But, yeah, with Thimbleweed Park, like they keep all that. So, you know, you'll have fucking dozens of random items in your inventory, most of which make no sense, but in true adventure game fashion, it's just like, well, there's only so many combinations of use blank on blank before you can fucking you know, make something happen. And no fail state. So, I mean, again, I got like a game over. I get a game over, but it was kind of like a jokey, like, game over. It just fucking, like, it's a modern game. It's what auto saves every, whatever, minute. Like, every time you get onto a fucking new screen, you get like an auto save. So, if it was like fucking like game over, it was like, oh, he's fucking like right back where you are, where you were. So, this is kind of like a jokey thing, but, no fail states means like you can't like permanently fuck it or something up. You can't like just fuck the entire game up of like, oh, well, there's something you did or didn't do like fucking on screen two. You know what I mean? That you're just done now because you have to like restart. It's nothing like that. So I'm okay with the fucking just having like a kind of a funky inventory and just fucking having a, you know, combine random and use random shit or whatever. I'm fine with it not being a game, you know what I mean? Not everything has to be that, especially when you're sick. It's just, it is fucking nice to be like, what is this, like, the most, like, low-impact thing I could fucking do right now? It's like, oh, I can just do this shit. So, yeah, so they even, in Thimbleweed Park, they even poke fun at some of the genre's tropes where, you know, you'll be walking around and you'll see, like, one white out of place pixel on the ground, and you hover the cursor over it, and it'll say like, oh, it's a speck of dust, and it's just like you just pick it up and have it in your inventory. But I don't think it's anything that you need to solve a puzzle anywhere. I mean, it's just a fucking like joke about pixel hunting, I think. You know, if you inspect it, you find like fucking like dozens of those things lying around. It actually comes up on like one of your to-do lists eventually. It's like fucking like, oh, find like 49 more specks of dust, which I hope is just a fucking joke. Like, again, later on in this game, some of the shit you have to do, I'm not so sure. Maybe they do want you to go around and pick up all these fucking specks of dust, but I doubt it. I'm pretty sure it's just a fucking joke. So, I mean, yeah, so you can inspect it, and the character says, like, oh, you know, it's my specks of dust. It's like my dust collection in my, you know, it's just like in their inventory. So, I mean, that's like meta jokey, sure, but it's kind of funny. It's like fucking like, yeah, you know, little pixels, pixel hunting, I get it. I should also mention that I bought the DLC for the game. I spent a whole dollar on it, and what it does it unbleeps the swears. I mean, there's only one character in there, Ransom the Clown, and every other is a, you know, you play as him and shit. You're switching all these different characters around. So as you're playing as the clown, every other word out of his mouth is like fuck, you know, shithead, fuck face. And that's funny because you can tell that it was meant to be bleeped out, because most of the dialogue doesn't make sense. It's just fucking like random fucking like, you know, swear words and shit. So I think that was worth a dollar to hear that. I'm like, all right. So yeah, I mean, the plot of Thimbleweed Park is pretty disjointed, on purpose. So in the first part, you're controlling this German tourist. So you first start out the game, and he gets to a bridge on the outskirts of the town of Thimbleweed Park. And yeah, in your inventory, you know, every character has this, but you know, you're starting out, so there's a to-do list, like a checklist of shit you have to do to progress. And it says you have to turn off a light, you know, and there's a fucking a sign that says, like, whatever, bridge or something. I forget. It's like, just like a sign, a wooden sign. There's like a light on top of it. So it's like, all right, well, there's a rock next to the sign. So, you know, you fucking use rock on light, fucking break the light, and that's supposed to be like a signal for some secret meeting going on. But instead of that, like a cloaked figure comes out of the bushes and fucking kills the German tourist. Then it abruptly switches to these two FBI agents that you're controlling. You're standing over his dead body. And you can, you know, you can take control of both of them. You know, you can switch between them from, there's like a drop down menu, and you just fucking like any of the characters, you can just fucking like switch through almost at any time, unless you're, you know, certain situations you might be stuck playing one or the other. But so yeah, you're controlling the two fucking FBI agents, and it becomes a kind of like murder mystery game where the FBI agents, you know, they're clear like nods to Mulder and Scully from the X-Files. They, you know, they look like them, like identical, just fucking, you know, suits, and fucking one of them is just, you know, the girl is fucking like red hair, and you know, fucking the guy, you know, the guy just looks like fucking like Mulder, you know. They don't fucking like sound or act like them. I mean, the game is like a comedy, I guess. You're not doing any like hardcore like detective work. You're doing like goofy adventure game stuff. You can't just, it's like, you look at their to-do list, you want like fingerprints and blood samples from the corpse. So you can't just like do it. You can't just like straight up just like do it like you would if it was like a real game. You were a fucking real FBI agent. You meet with the local sheriff, who is also the town's coroner, and the hotel manager. So it's kind of like a running gag where they're supposed to be like different people, but they look identical and they sound the same, except they'll do little things. Like one of them will say like a Reno at the end of most of the words, like fucking Ned Flanders, and then one will say like a boo at the end of every word. I mean, these aren't all fucking like knee slappers, sure, but you know, it's funny and like a laugh on the inside kind of way. Again, like this show every now and then. You know, it's not really good, but you know, it's just like, yeah, you know, he tried every now and then. But I'm gonna give up and I'm just gonna take a break. and we're black. So, yes, Thimbleweed Park. I know, I should have done my coughing off air today. I fucking blew my nose and shit. So fucking goddamn leaking. But, so you're in Thimbleweed Park, and, you know, you're controlling the two FBI agents. So in order to get what you need, like identify the victim and find the killer, the sheriff shows you these fucking three machines that you have to operate. And they're like fucking 80s low budget sci-fi machines, you know, big tubes and shit, and just fucking, you know, buttons, blinking buttons, and you have to get fingerprints for one of them, a photo of the body and a blood sample, and then get the reports from these machines, and then feed the reports into another machine, the Arrestotron 3000, to get an arrest warrant for the suspect. So naturally, I mean, that's a fucking crazy and involved process that sends you all over town talking to the locals and solving puzzles and trading one item for another to fix fucking something else. And it's a real fucking Rube Goldberg machine of, you know, juggling fucking inventory items and doing his fucking like long chains of fucking puzzle solving to fucking get something simple. So, I mean, it's easy enough at first. I mean, when you only have like a handful of locations you can go to, and, you know, you're switching between the two FBI agents, but it gets fucking pretty involved before long, where, you know, you have a map of the county, and, you know, now there's like a couple dozen different locations you're fucking like you can go to, and you're revisiting the ones you've already been to, and it's easy to fucking miss like key items, like no matter how fucking careful you are. It's almost just like fucking back to like even though they threw in like the specks of dust joke in there, where it's like, ah, do you remember fucking pixel hunting? Remember these fucking adventure games? And again, like fucking like, ah, what was wrong with them and all this shit. Even though they do that, I mean, there still is fucking similar shit you're doing. There's still like pixel hunting in the game. At least, or, you know, at least some like tedious, like repetitive tasks, which, If they were going for like, oh, you know, this is a classic style adventure game, but we've learned from the mistakes of the past. Like, I still think it's like entirely consistent with like the fucking like the tone of the fucking game. You know, where it's just fucking like, ah, oh, you know, it's fucking starts off where it's almost like a parody of adventure games. You know what I mean? They throw that shit in there, but then you know, it's fucking just gets to be like, well, I'm pretty far in now. It's like, well, I feel like I was playing like a fucking one of these old adventure games. I'm just fucking just have no idea what the fuck I'm doing. Granted that there is like a difficulty selector at the beginning. You can do like an easy or whatever casual mode. But I played on hard because I was just thinking, like, yeah, well, there's no fucking, like, fail states, you know what I mean? How is it really going to be hard? Like, you know what I mean? How hard is it going to be? I wanted, like, some kind of mentally retarded challenge. So, but if you do get stuck, there are flyers posted all over the town that advertise, like a hint line that you can call. And then, you know, you have a cell phone with you, so you can, like, pretty much call, like, the hint line at any time. It just goes through, like, a series of, you know, it's supposed to be, like, a fucking automated set. The game takes place in the 80s. It's supposed to be, like, you dial, like, a 1-800 or 1-900 number going through, like, you know, if you want a hint about blah, 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 press 1. And, you know, just going through that to fucking get your hints. You know, you can just go, it goes through like a series, give you like a vague hint, you know, like something like, you know, just in general we could do to progress. Then like it just gets into like more specific, the more you'd say like, you know, I need like further help, I need another hint. So it pretty much basically tells you where to go and what to get. I mean, I resisted using that at all for like the majority of the game, but eventually, this guy, I was just completely fucking stuck, and like it, what I had to do could have like literally taken the rest of my fucking life to figure out. You know what I mean? It was fucking like, oh, I missed like one item, like in one room of like 100 of them. Like, who fucking knows? So it's not anything hard. It's not like fucking mentally taxing, but it's just like legit like adventure game bullshit. Like, you need that the blood sample from the body, and the machine that wants the blood samples says, you need something absorbent to soak up the blood. So it's like, all right, so I have a stuffed teddy bear in my inventory that's absorbent, you would think, and nope, that doesn't work. Like, I have a poster, a piece of paper, a card, a map. Like, use the map and dab up some blood, and like, that would that work? Nope, you know. It was something that I had seen like several fucking times already. Probably clicked on it and looked at it and like, all right, and then just didn't use the pick up command to pick it up because there's no like real indication, you know. I didn't use the correct verb on the thing. So yeah, you need fucking like toilet paper is like, you know. One of those things that doesn't like stick out at all is just fucking, it's just like, oh, well, I'm in a bathroom. There's fucking toilet paper. I probably looked at it. He's just, you know, just fucking like, oh, there's toilet paper. He probably said, it's like, all right, whatever, man. Like, okay. Why the fuck would I need toilet paper? It's just fucking sitting there in a bathroom. It seems like if I just like think about it, I'm like, did I see like 100 fucking rolls? Like, you know, is there like a bunch of bathrooms in the game? Maybe, maybe not. It's like one of those things where it's fucking just like, you kind of fill in the blanks and like, well, there's probably a bathroom in every fucking building in the game, you'd imagine, you know what I mean? If you don't walk into one, but, that's like an essential item. That's like one of the key items to like fucking like solve like the main thing in the early part of the game. It was like, oh, you just need toilet paper to fucking soak up the blood. It's just one of those things, dude. Like, how the fuck would you fucking know that? Like, why would you put that together where, you know, you need something absorbent and there's, you know, like whatever, man. It's just like, it might have been like some kind of joke where if you look at the toilet paper, he's like, wow, that's the most absorbent toilet paper in the county or whatever. Like something, I was just like, all right, whatever, dude. It's fucking one of a million lines of dialogue. It's fucking, didn't pace it right or like put it together or whatever the fuck. So, a lot of it seems like a lot of the adventure game shit like this, like it seems like fucking like written out, like if somebody was like writing, you know, doing like a chart of like all this shit of like fucking like, oh, well, we need a hint for this. So we say the word absorbent and that's the key word here and then absorbent here. And you know what I mean? But it just doesn't fucking work out that way. It's just fucking just like, all right, well, I've been listening to like 6 hours of fucking dialogue at this point and just fucking, you know what I mean, reading all this bullshit and just trying to like fucking inspecting all the shit in the game and just like, that's not, like, it doesn't stick out, those two things just don't fucking like go together like you think they do. So another one where you're controlling Ransom the Clown and you need to collect popcorn to feed your pet hamster. And there's some popcorn on the ground in the fucking circus grounds or whatever. So you can pick them up and shit. And it's like, all right, so you have like a popcorn container. You pick up all like the loose popcorn on the ground. And it's like, the container is like half full. And it's like, oh, no, you need the fucking full container of popcorn to feed the fucking hamster or whatever. So you see some rats carrying some of the kernels off or whatever. So it's like, all right, so I get the hint. You have to follow them, follow the rats, see where they're taking, stashing the rest of the popcorn. And you go into this room, and there's several holes in the wall. And it's like, all right, so that's where the rats are. And then I'm looking at my inventory. It's like, well, I have a piece of cheese in my inventory. So, rats and cheese, just has to be some kind of connection there. So you start going, all right, well, use the cheese on the hole, and he just drops the cheese near the fucking rat hole, waiting around, and it's all right, nothing's happening. It's like, oh, well, maybe I need, like, to find some kind of poison, like, is there rat poison somewhere, or, search all over the fucking circus grounds, and I can't find anything like that. Like, there's no fucking, like, poison. I'm just, whatever. I don't know. So I'm like, all right, well, maybe I need something, maybe, like, another character, because at some point, like, the first time I went to the circus, he's using, like, another character, and, like, Ransom came out, but he wouldn't, like, leave the fucking gate or whatever. So I was like, oh, maybe I have to, like, find something with another character and pass it through the gate to him. I'm looking, so I'm switching over to like all, you know, three or four other characters I can control, looking through their inventory, and just like, just no, just, I can't see anything that would really, really help with this shit. So, to call the hint line, you have to like arbitrarily. I like, the first thing I did was the right thing. You put the cheese down next to the hole where the fucking rat was, but arbitrarily, I mean, you can sit there all day, but fucking arbitrarily, you have to fucking leave the screen. You have to just exit the screen completely, leave the cheese on the ground, and then come back, and then like there'll be like a pile of popcorn on the fucking ground. You know, it's just like one of those shit like that. Like one of those, it's just fucking like Jesus. Like why would you just, I don't know, why wouldn't there be like a little cutscene or fucking, it's a pile of something. They'll say that. This is stuff like that. It just fucking makes me mad. It's fucking say, that's just like, dude, that's just like straight up fucking bad design. Like it shouldn't be like that, you know? So, I mean, the saving grace of it is that hint line where at least you can get help and you're still in game. It's not like you're fucking just going to like a walkthrough online or whatever. It's like, it's just like an in game thing, you know, even though you probably have to use it way too many times than to fucking, you know what I mean? But, you know, it's a minor flaw, I guess, when you get even like broken ass shit like that, where it's like, well, at least I can just fucking call and figure it out. That doesn't really ruin the game. I mean, it's no fucking like ashtray maze, but that's for sure. But it does get kind of like insane. You have like just the gameplay, and you have like five fucking characters you're fucking swapping between. And they're all trying to do their own thing. Like, they have their own goals, their own checklist they're trying to do. But in order to, like, pass, like, there, you have to, like, interact with the other characters and have them all go to, like, the same location at once or go to, like, different locations. For instance, there's like a diner in town that won't serve. You know, you ask them like, oh, what's on the menu or whatever, and it's like, well, we have whatever, hot dogs, hamburgers, blah blah blah. You need like a hamburger. So it's like, all right, well, give me a fucking hamburger. But they won't start cooking hamburgers until all their hot dogs are gone. So, you know, you need a hamburger, obviously. Why wouldn't you? So you need to get like all five people to go to that diner to eat the fucking hot dogs. It's, you know, there's five hot dogs on the rack and it's like, all right, well, it's like fucking, this is like what I have to do to just like this. As far as I know, this is like the main thing I'm trying to do is fucking like get this fucking hamburger. That's like my goal right now. And I have like all these different five characters who are off doing their own thing all across fucking town. It's like, all right, now I have to like one by one fucking switch to all fucking five of them. And make them walk across town all the way, you know, get to the fucking map, get to fucking, you know, to this fucking diner, just like one at a time. It's just fucking, have them eat the hot dog, and they fucking, I mean, the hot dogs are like rancid or whatever. Like, that's the joke, is like fucking like, oh, they're bad hot dogs that have been out there. There's flies on them and shit. And the characters eat them. They go in the back alley and they fucking like puke. So I saw that once. I'm like, oh, that's pretty fucking funny. You know, they go and puke behind a fucking like the dumpster or whatever. So it's like, it was funny the first time. And then like fucking like, oh, this is going to make me do this like a couple. It's like, all right. So like the second time, kind of funny. The third time, kind of funny. And then seeing that like the different characters puke, and they puke in different ways and shit. But doing that five times, you know, it's like, dude, I get it. I get the joke. Like, if this is I want to solve this fucking goddamn hot dog hamburger thing and just fucking move on and just like keep going. That's what I just want, the goddamn hamburger, so I can fucking do other shit. And it's just kind of annoying. So that's kind of where I am right now in Thimbleweed Park, where I've got fucking five characters I can switch to, and you need, you know, certain ones you need to fucking complete certain puzzles, and they need to be in fucking specific locations with the right inventory items. A lot of the time you're fucking repeating the fucking same steps like that with fucking multiple characters. This huge fucking town to explore, and it's fucking like, you know, just a lot of like, oh, I looked at that book instead of like picking it up. And that was like, again, that was like fucking 3 hours ago. So what the fuck? You know what I mean? Just, it's just fucking, I have fucking no idea. So I'm using the fucking hint line pretty regularly because fucking God forbid you put the fucking, give a guy, I like fucking like stepped away from it for like a couple of days. And one of those, all right, let me take a break because I'm getting kind of fucking frustrated. And you come, it's even worse when you come back, cause it's fucking like, who knows, you know, you just gotta be fucking like lost, you know what I mean? Like buildings you couldn't get into suddenly like open up in different chapters, and, you know, there's like a bag you fucking walk right, you know, it's like, oh, I inspected it when I first came to town. It's like, oh, I said it was closed or whatever. So I was just like, all right, that's just a building in the background in like chapter 5 or something like that. Oh, well, now it's open, and it's like the only fucking, indication is like, a tiny sign on the front door changes or whatever, dude. I mean, it's an adventure game. I mean, again, when I first started, like the early impressions of like, oh, it's kind of cool. They updated it and they fucking modernized it and shit. And it's like, oh, they fixed a lot of like perpetual genre problems. And then like the deeper you go, the messier it gets. You know, it's like anal sex in that regard. And it's not a bad game. I mean, the art's good. Some of the humor is okay. But like the early puzzles, again, they're logical. It's clear what you have to do. And then it's like, yeah, you know, it gets a little bit too much for me. I have to fucking like walk across town for the fucking 50th fucking time. I'm looking at the same fucking scenery to get to like a one character needs like a pair of gloves from somebody I've already talked to like 4 different times and like fucking exhausted all the dialogue options until you looked at something else, you know, you looked at one specific thing and then fucking like, oh, well, you know, then you have to go to this and then fucking he's supposed to like connect the dots of because this character in town said something about fucking thimbleberry pies, like, again, who knows? Like 6 hours ago. Like, I'm not going to fucking remember that she bakes fucking pies or whatever. Do you think? I don't fucking remember that shit. Don't fucking, you know, it was just like, oh, it's a little character thing. Cool. It's like, oh, no, this is, again, he's supposed to connect those 2 dots between, like, oh, it's the thimbleberry bush. You need thimbleberry. That one person in that store who had, like, 0 personality to her is fucking like, oh, he's supposed to just click that she fucking makes pies or whatever. Do you just, I don't fucking know. Hint line. So, yeah, you know, it's just adventure game shit that drives me fucking nuts. I'm just like, why am I playing this, dude? Like, I don't know. Again, I was really hot on it at first, and then I'm fucking just after a while, it's fucking like, I don't know, dude. What the fuck am I doing? This is like, I'm not having fucking fun with this bullshit. But yeah, Rebel Galaxy 2 came out a few weeks ago. Nobody noticed. I was pretty hyped for it. Like, I didn't fucking know when the release date was. So I was pretty excited they were making a Rebel Galaxy 2. I love the first one. But, I mean, the sequel is quite a bit different from the original game. Speaking of refining old genres. I mean, yeah, the first Rebel Galaxy, it pretty much just stripped down space simulations into something that was just much quicker and more immediate to play. You know, you were blasting through missions and earning money comparatively fast, and it's fucking, you know, it's like just boom, here's a new ship, fucking make more money, fucking boom, you know, everything's fucking just real quick. You know, once you knew what you were doing, it's fucking like, all right, just gotta go do a few missions, all right, got my shit I needed, fucking go, move on, upgrade your shit, and so on and so forth. You know, everything was on like a 2D plane. You know, you just kind of turned your ship around in the direction you wanted to have your weapons, whatever weapons you had installed in like certain parts of the ship, because it was just like a 2D thing, like a 2D fucking plane you were playing on. You just kind of, there's just, you know, again, they kind of made it like a naval game almost, where you just kind of like turn like your broadsides and shit you want to fucking face, then you know, want to turn it the other way to take damage, you know, fucking shit like that. You know, just kind of spinning your ship around in fucking 360 degrees and shit. So it was fun. Like, I just fucking, you know what I mean? I liked how it fucking played and shit, and I liked the vibe of it and shit, and just how what they did to fucking, again, make the fucking space sim genre like fucking just more of just like an action type thing, and just fucking kind of like stupid and goofy and just fucking, but still, like, you know, so there was some strategy and challenge to it of like the upgrades and like how you're pretty unique of, I don't know, again, I don't know if it sounds fucking exactly unique, but just fucking the fact that it's like fucking playing like a naval warfare game as you're in fucking space was kind of cool. But Rebel Galaxy 2 just feels like another fucking generic space sim, like any other fucking space simulation game. I mean, there is plenty of personality to it still. I mean, like the that opening animated cutscene is great. I mean, it's got the whole Wild West heavy metal magazine fucking vibe to it. You can still use your own music to make like a custom soundtrack. Like you couldn't, there's another reason I love the first game, but you can just, you're bombing around fucking space, listen to your own fucking music. But I had some fucking trouble with that. I mean, it was only working at the space bars and not in combat, or like when I was just like out exploring, you know, just like flying around. Like it was just, the soundtrack's pretty good too. It's not like terrible, but like the actual game soundtrack. But I was like, why the fuck isn't my own music playing? Even though I set like all the paths and shit to play, and just, I don't know. I don't know why. I have no idea. Yeah, as for the, when you go to the space bars, which are bars in space, so, yeah, they attempted to make, like, the bars, like, lively, and they threw in some fucking mini-game activities to do there. It's like, you know, you can go fucking, like, shoot pool and fucking play dice and use like, the slot machines or whatever. But I tried like I'm like, all right, let's try all these fucking mini games here. They added, I tried all of them like once, and they're like, it's like, oh, well, this is just exactly like every other fucking version of those mini games you played a fucking million times in other games. It's not like they're reliable ways to earn cash, really. It's, they're all fucking just luck based, or they're fucking very fucking just like so difficult to win. Like I was playing like the pool game, it's just fucking, I'm like, all right, so broke the rack, whatever the pool term is. I fucking like broke, you know, fucking I hit the ball first, hit the cue ball first, broke the fucking balls, broke their balls. And I was like, all right, so I got like one shot. All right, you got like one or two balls in. And then the fucking AI just gets up there and just clears the table. Like, that's it. And, like, no problem. So, yeah, all cool. I'm just done. I'm not going to play that fucking mini game again. Like, it's too fucking too hard for me. Or you can talk to the bartender too, but there's really nothing to say to him. It's just like a couple like rumors and blah blah blah, and you're asking him about a couple missions or whatever. But if it's not like fucking like story based, it's like, I don't know, dude. Why the fuck am I talking to this bartender? There's nothing to say. It's just menus and bullshit. So yeah, all the bars and the pit stops look good from the outside when you're in space and shit. Like, but once you land and go in them, they're all more or less the same. You know. Kind of like anal sex. And then the combat and progression, it's every other one of these fucking games. I know I've already said this. I mean, it's, I know it's fucking reductive, but it is true, where you just pick up missions, you pick up missions to either destroy ships or transport goods. You earn money from those missions to buy better ships and weapons, so you can take on more dangerous missions to get more money, to get bigger, more expensive ships. You know, it's just like a cycle you're just fucking repeating. Just get money to buy fucking better equipment, and then keep doing that till the end. And now in fucking Rebel Galaxy 2, because it's just like, it's just like a straight 3D cockpit view space dogfighting game. Which is that's dog fighting, but in space. They kind of lost what made the first game kind of unique and enjoyable. I mean, there are some fucking like assists that they have on, like by default, like just fucking a bunch of like auto aim assists and shit. To make it quick, like, you know, the auto aim itself, like, you just pretty much like lock onto a target and you just hold down the left trigger to stay on target and fucking like whatever, press the right trigger or X or whatever to shoot. And just, you know, so you just fucking just automatically just fucking like locking on, just fucking, he's pretty much just firing, once you have a lock on. But I mean, it just feels like a cheesy space combat game, you know. It's like, well, now it's just kind of like Wing Commander or like Elite Dangerous or something like that, but just with a bunch of fucking cheat codes turned on. You have like the auto aim cheat or some bullshit, some hacks turned on. So what it feels like, Or you you have like autopilot you can do to go to like missions and waypoints. You just kind of like point yourself in the direction that you want to go, and you just hold the button, and then they go to like a cutscene, like a couple second like cutscene, and then it just fucking like just it's like, all right, well now you're at the mission pretty much. Just kind of cuts out the entire like flying to another mission thing. Which again, if they're trying to like speed shit along, but. I mean, like the spaceship space sim games that are fun. They're fun because it just feels good, and it's fucking enjoyable to like fucking like pilot the ships around. It's like, oh, this one's fucking cool, and the ships feel different, and fucking, you know, it's just fun. It's like going in space and using like thrusters and doing all this shit, including the first Rebel Galaxy. Like I like the fucking like the movement of that. I like the fucking moving the maneuvering the fucking ships around and all that. That's just kind of like gone. You know what I mean? It's just fucking just automatically just gets you into fucking a battle or where you need to go. So. You know, they make like the flight in the combat in Rebel Galaxy 2, they make that like so automatic that you're just like, it's now what I'm really doing. I'm looking at menus and fucking like looking at dots on my radar pretty much, just fucking like holding buttons to automatically go places, then doing like this automatic combat type shit. I don't know. So far for like the half dozen hours or so that I played, that doesn't seem very balanced. I mean, I might be missing something or a few things, but, you know, what I've been fucking doing is I'll fill up my mission list at the bar, go to the job board or whatever, pick up as many missions as I can. And then it sends me out to like, you know, a dozen different waypoints I got to go to deliver some cargo or get in some fights or whatever. And then the next thing I know, I end up automatically following those waypoints. I'm like, all right, well now I'm like five like system jumps away from where I started, and all of the missions that I can get from here. And that's like what the bar that's closest to me, like the nearest fucking job board. I can get more missions. They're like way too difficult for me. I'm still in my starting ship. I mean, the galaxy map is a bitch to fucking read, and it feels like I'm just like going in circles trying to get back. I'm like, dude, where the fuck can I just get to like a lower level fucking, lower level fucking, space station or whatever, space bar, to pick up some fucking like missions that I can actually do. And it's fucking just like, oh, it's like this huge fucking thing. It's huge. Even though it is automatically just jumping, it's just like waypoint after waypoint. And just occasionally just fucking randomly get into battles and shit. I'm just like, yeah, I just want to, like, I'm just like making no progress. By the time I like repair my ship and refill my ordnance, I'm nowhere near where what I would need for any like kind of like significant upgrade after doing these fucking like missions and shit. I don't know what's going on. So I'm not that long into it, and the grind is already laid bare, you know. So that's not good. I'm already getting space fatigue. That's fatigue only in space. The game looks and feels kind of low budget, low rent, and not in like a charming way. Like the first game was just fucking like, oh, this is cool. It's like you could tell it was just cool what they fucking made, what they did. I thought, I'm like fucking not even just graphically it looked good and shit. Just like the whole vibe was good. Two just feels like another, like, I don't know, let's slap together another fucking space sim fucking type deal is what it looks like. I don't know, it just kind of looks like fucking like a lot of like the alien fucking models and shit just kind of look like fucking, I don't know, somebody's graduate like art school fucking 3D modeling thing they had to do for, like, you know what I mean, just make 3D models. But I don't know, those are my impressions of Rebel Galaxy 2 thus far. Not great, but whatever. But fuck it though, let's slide into Spooktober. It's close enough at this point. So yeah, I saw Three from Hell, the new Rob Zombie movie, in a theater, and unbeknownst to me at the time, Three from Hell is going to be available on demand next month, sometime like in a few weeks. So that should tell you something right there. I mean, the horror movie thing in general has been pretty fucking hot for the past few years. And, here's like a straight-to-video movie that you can fucking go pay $12 to see on the big screen, you know, to have that privilege. So, yeah, you know, Three from Hell is the sequel to The Devil's Rejects, which was the sequel to House of a Thousand Corpses, neither of which I particularly cared for. I mean, most Rob Zombie shit, that's post-White Zombie anyway, pretty lukewarm on, but... Sticking with this trilogy, I mean, House of a Thousand Corpses, I remember seeing that in the theater, like, the day it came out. I mean, there's, like a ton of fucking hype around it, you know, it just kept hearing, like, oh, dude, you know, I was really into fucking White Zombie and shit, so it's like, oh, dude, it's the new fucking Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and which is one of my favorite movies, you know, so it's like fucking, like, oh, is it gonna be like that kind of thing? You know, it's like, one of the most, like, violent and disturbing movies ever made, and, you know, dude, Rob had to fight all these fucking battles with the studio to keep all this fucked up shit in there. It's just crazy, like, you know what I mean? Like, crazy gore and, like, shit, like, you've never seen before. So, watched it. I actually watched it with my cousin. I remember going there. I fucking watched the movie, fucking waiting for something special, and not very impressed. I mean, I know it's considered a cult classic. It has its fans and shit, but I don't know. I don't think I've even fucking rewatched it since then. Like, I don't think I've watched like the entire movie all the way through since I saw it in the theater, because I was just like so fucking disappointed. Where it had like these moments where you could feel like something fucked up was going to happen, and it just, I don't know, it never came. It ended on some fucking like nonsense that was directed like a music video with fucking like Dr. Satan in it and chasing people around fucking tunnels for like 10 minutes with the fucking like camera all like out of focus and like blurry and shit, and just fucking like, I don't know, what the fuck is this, dude? Like, what the hell am I watching? Devil's Rejects was okay, I thought. I thought that was like a big improvement from fucking House of a Thousand Corpses. You know, instead of like small scale kidnap and torture people in a house type thing, Rejects is more of like a natural born killers road trip movie. Like, just visually, it just fucking like looked better. It was written better, better acting and shit. I wasn't fucking blown away by it. I know some people love it, but I mean, again, I saw it. I'm like, oh, that was okay. Like, that was actually a pretty good movie. You know, but, and like from there, I remember seeing that and thinking like, okay, well, maybe fucking old Rob Zombie was just like finding his fucking director's chops there. And then, you know, it's like, okay, cool. So maybe I'll end up making some good shit after that. And then everything that he's done after that has been pretty shit. Like, it's been pretty awful after fucking Devil's Rejects. So, Three from Hell, it opens up like a newsreel documentary type thing. It's like recapping all the crazy family from the first two movies, the fucking Driftwoods or whatever. You know, just like summing up, you know, they went on a fucking murder spree. They were gunned down by cops and shit. It's pretty much summarizing the first two movies, which was, again, good for me because I needed a fucking refresher. It's not like I fucking went, like, oh, I'll watch the first two before. I don't know. I haven't fucking seen these movies in fucking years. But yeah, just the opening though kind of went on too long. It was like just like 20 minutes of like grainy footage and old timey voiceovers and. Interview with fucking Sid Haig's fucking clown character and, I don't know, some fucking really retarded excuse about how they all survived getting shot 20 times in fucking Devil's Rejects. Like, the doctor said it was like a 1,000,000-to-1 chance and all three survived, whatever. It's like, okay, whatever, dude, just fucking dumb off the bat. But whatever. They gotta do what they gotta do to fucking keep it going. So... No, but I hate to be the one to like complain about movies not being realistic, but right off the bat, it's just this fucking goofy cartoon comic superhero shit where these people can survive like anything, and they show them like getting out of any situation, and everybody else in the fucking movie that's not them is pretty much just like a complete fucking idiot. So they execute Sid Haig, still in that fucking the newsreel. It's all, oh, well, he was sentenced to lethal injection, and, well, now he's dead or whatever, you know. So fucking, so now we're stuck with just the chick. Yeah, Otis escaped too. The old guy there, Otis, fucking Bill Moseley, who's from Texas Chainsaw Massacre too. So I like that guy, but. So the show Otis fucking escaping, that's still in the fucking, in like the newsreel type thing, where it's just fucking like, oh, here's some found footage of like, here's like a little fucking stupid thing, like fucking, you know, still like build up to the movie fucking opening of him like escaping. So we're stuck with the chick, just the chick, baby, in prison for about a third of the fucking movie. And baby, of course, is played by Sherry Moon Zombie, Rob's wife, and yeah, she's been accused of getting a disproportionate amount of screen time in his movies as compared to her acting abilities and talent. If you ever saw Lords of Salem, like, yeah, see that and try to counter that argument. So I really do want to kick that bitch in the fucking teeth. Like it used to be like, well, you know, you'd watch her in the movies and be like, well, at least fucking she has a nice ass, you know what I mean? Like at least she's fucking nice to look at. And now she's like 45 years old, you know what I mean? And she looks good. I mean, don't get me fucking wrong, dude. She looks good for her age and shit. But she's still like hamming it the fuck up. But she's, you know, doing like sexy faces to the camera and like slow motion and acting crazy, like scare quotes around both of those fucking words. And, you know, talking and acting like a child. I mean, I guess that's why they call her baby and shit. But it's just fucking like absolutely obnoxious after a while. Like fucking just like seeing the shit and fucking hearing her voice and shit. And just looking at the fucking stupid faces. I want to fucking wreck your fucking face. It's fucking awful. So yeah, Otis is okay. I mean, he's getting up there in age too. But he has a couple funny lines. And then they meet up with some cousin or something, and there's, I don't know who the fuck that character was. There's like not much to him, not much fucking backstory. It just seems like they needed a third for the three from hell thing, I guess. He's just kind of like another dirty, crazy, white trash geriatric, and just fucking like, I don't know, dude, like, it's okay, I guess. It's just, it doesn't seem like there's very much personality or backstory to him. They thankfully break baby out of prison, because I think I would have walked out of the fucking movie if we had to see her being like, oh, she's like the ultimate crazy prison badass for much longer. I was like, dude, this is getting fucking old, like real quick. And yeah, they kidnapped the warden and his family briefly before they kill them all. And I mean, that little section where like they're just like holding the family hostage and shit, that's like the highlight of the movie. There's some pretty tense fucking scenes with them all, you know, tied up and they're bleeding out, you know, the shot or whatever, an implied rape. But once again, I mean, it's one of those things. It's like fucking like, oh, it's supposed to be like this crazy fucking movie and whatever, dude, like off the wall, like, you know, do his own thing, like independent, like pushing boundaries. And Nothing ever really pushes any fucking button. Nothing really good drug, like, goes over any fucking lines and shit. Fairly just restrained in fucking mainstream shit with the story and what they're willing to show or say. Like, you know, the warden's wife is black, and the Otis calls her, like, a bitch or something. Well, she's tied up, and, you know, she gets sassy because She's a black woman, and she's don't you call me a bitch. And fucking Otis goes up to her and, oh, I'll call you whatever the fuck I want. And I'm waiting for the nigger. Or, you know, these are supposed to be like the most like despicable, insane, like redneck murderers in history. So I'm like, what's he gonna do? Like, I'm waiting for like this long string of like slurs and shit, and just like get creative with it and like try to like shock people with what you're gonna call this fucking black chick, you know what I mean? Fucking nigger, fucking coon, spoo, and it's fucking, you know what I mean? Like that's what's fucking shocking in 2019. But nope, they just kind of like cut it. Like, that's it. That's nothing. They just move on. You know, like baby chases some fucking naked bitch down the street and stabs her to death in front of an old lady. Like that's okay. You know, at least she didn't use the nigger word, so the audience is still on their side. So, I don't know, dude. Maybe the fucking Jew Chinks in charge, put the teriyaki kibosh on that one. So yeah, then they end up in Mexico and just gets retarded from there. like towards the end, it's just like long scenes of them just like drinking and partying. This is, you know, no point. It's fucking really no point to the movie. It's my main thing. There's like no fucking, I'm like, well, why, like, why does this even fucking exist? Like, there's no fucking point. This is like no anything to this. It's just like, I don't know, dude, just fucking more of these people just running around doing whatever, you know what I mean? A couple murders and shit and a couple more, and then I don't know, there's like no through line to it. It's just fucking just like a scene, and the scene is fucking, they go to Mexico and it ends there, and I don't fucking know what the hell I was like, why the fuck did I, like, why is this made, why is this written, why the fuck did I just watch this, like, what the fuck am I watching? So I don't know. The movie ends from that. It's, again, all around fucking pointless, I'd say. That's my summary. No reason to exist. I don't know why it was made, much like this podcast or anything else over at www.gruntfreepress.com. Podcast at gruntfreepress.com is the email address. I'm Absolute Deicide. I'm going to take a look at Schoolgirl/Zombie Hunter next week, so think about it.
Oh,